Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy. There's a chance of showers early, a low of 58. Life without the chance of parole is the sentence for a man accused of shooting a Racine man in his home during an armed robbery. Jerome Burkhardt, who is already serving time in federal prison, was sentenced today by Racine County Circuit Court Judge Charles Constantine after being convicted this summer of first-degree intentional homicide, armed robbery with the use of force, and burglary while armed with a dangerous weapon. Burkhardt and another man, DeMont Carey, were charged in 2010 with the death of Terrence Miller after breaking into his Victory Avenue home. Carey was earlier also sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to the homicide charge. A warrant has been issued for a man Kenosha police believe robbed three banks in the same day earlier this month. The felony warrant charges 26-year-old Jubilee Brathwaite of Kenosha with armed robbery of a financial institution. Brathwaite is African-American, 5 feet 11 inches tall and weighs 215 pounds. He's considered armed and dangerous, and anyone with information about his whereabouts is urged to contact the Kenosha Police Department. On September 13th, the Chase Bank branches on Washington Road and on 6th Avenue, along with the Johnson Bank on 60th Street, were robbed by the same man in a period of just over a half an hour. The suspect implied he had a weapon during each robbery, but none was displayed. The Racine Police Department's new Community-Oriented Policing School Resource Officer Initiative will get some technical assistance from a program called Safe and Sound. Chief Art Howell says it's based in Milwaukee with a proven track record, which is why he requested waiver of the formal bidding procedure on a contract. The chief noted Safe and Sound is the only resource available for the job with the school program.
This particular organization that works with Haida in Milwaukee is also active in the Sherman Park neighborhood prior to the riots and after. And so it's not like going out buying a piece of equipment where you could go through 10 different vendors. This is actually the only vendor that could do this work for us. But we still have to get formal permission.
Chief Howell said the almost $5,500 to $9,500 cost of the contract can be covered by the Federal Asset Forfeiture Program, something supported by the finance panel based on Department of Justice confirmation. The 2017 Racine County budget public hearing will still take place October 20th, but the county board meeting will start a little earlier than originally planned to accommodate Packers and Bears fans. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave will present his budget proposal next Tuesday night to the county board, and Chairman Rusty Clark took note that the October 20th board meeting is on the same night as the Packers-Bears game. Clark's offer to reschedule the time was amended to have the county board meeting start at 5 o'clock on October 20th, including the budget public hearing.
Is the board all right if we go at 4:30? It's a public hearing. Let's say it's a two-hour meeting. We'd be done by 6:30. 5 might be better. Everybody all right with 5? Everybody can make 5? I don't want to see 15 people calling in sick that night.
Once the budget is presented next Tuesday night, the County Board's Finance Committee will conduct reviews with department heads starting October 11th. The County Board vote on the budget is scheduled November 1st with a vote on the levy November 7th. Permanent traffic signals will be installed at the intersection of Highway K and the East Frontage Road in the village of Caledonia to handle what's predicted to be more traffic because of the new business park under development nearby. Racine County Board Supervisor Ron Molnar explained it's a financial partnership with the village to share the local $150,000 cost.
This is a one-time payment that was also supported by the Finance Human Resource Committee. This is a $75,000 one-time cost share.
The state is covering the other $100,000 on the lights. The county board approved it unanimously without discussion. In the Kenosha County Village of Summers, businesses that exceed 20 emergency calls per month will have to pay a $500 penalty, or if two of those 20 calls for help fail to result in prosecution. It's all part of the controversial ordinance the Village Board approved Tuesday night on a 4-1 vote, with two abstentions targeting businesses with a lot of calls for shoplifting and theft. A number of businesses pushed back against the original proposal, leading to several revisions. Wisconsin farmers, loggers, rail and shipping companies, and all drivers across the state are being asked to weigh in on a new freight plan. The state DOT has 5 public hearings to gather input. The goal is to come up with a strategic vision for freight and transportation across the state. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.